Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlton. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Cos. Got the umbrella out, a little bit of rain about. The earth needs a drink, and we need a few winners. And they're going to come a bit later in the show.
All right, now the community is rallying around some of the greyhound community at the moment. Tragic, this news.
Yes, indeed, Sean. The greyhound community certainly have rallied behind singleton mother Cara Atkins, who tragically lost her five-year-old twins and an 11-year-old son in a house fire in Singleton in the Hunter Valley last week. Cara is the niece of GBOTA member Tony Atkins and his wife Robin, who run the greyhound equipment company Tara. Now, a greyhound participant by the name of Ash Taylor has donated a seven-month-old pup by Aston DB out of Thinkalot, and it's going to be auctioned at Wentworth Park on Saturday week. That's the night of the Vic Peters and the Peter Mossman finals, with all the proceeds going to Cara Atkins and her surviving daughter Bailey. Now, the rearing of the pup will be covered by Chris and Sarah Kedwell, the pre-breaking by Ash Taylor and his wife Chloe, the breaking by Chris and Sandra Spratt at Qdale in the Orange, with the pre-training provided by Rob and Natina Howard at Kianbar. Cancool Pet Food and Kirkwoods of Singleton have donated food, and there are $250 vouchers from Greyhound Products Direct and Greyhound Gear. Now, all vet work between now and the racetrack will be covered by Peter Yore of Belmont Vets. Yeah, while Mines Transport will deliver the pup anywhere in Australia. Monitorthedogs.com.au for all the details. I'll also keep you in the loop on going greyhounds over the next 9 days. But please dig deep. It's amazing, isn't it, Sean?
Well, what do you reckon they could bring? What a ripper auction item, Dave.
Well, let's hope that the pup brings at least $10,000, at least. Yeah. But just dig deep, punters. It's a beautifully bred pup. Wentworth Park, Saturday week, the auction will be on. And Sean, our hearts, I'm nearly in tears saying this, our hearts go out to Cara and her surviving son. Just a terrible, terrible tragedy.
That's shocking. Absolutely shocking. Well, we wish them all the best. And the Neto people, they are always generous and they bid like crazy on that pup. Because all the good people have donated the add-ons as well.
Yes, indeed, Sean. Well done to them all.
Yeah. Rob Tyler's here to join you.
Yes, Cos, just before we speak to trainer Rob, just a reminder that Saturday night at Wentworth Park, all Saturday nights now start early. The first race this Saturday night is at 6:05, and it is the first of four heats of the Group 1 Peter Mossman Opal for female greyhounds. Four heats of the Group 1 Vic Peters Classic for male greyhounds will also be run, with the remaining two races on the card. The last two will be fourth and fifth grade, respectively. Now, in race one, Western Sydney trainer Rob Tyler has exciting young race bitch Zipping Truvy to jump from box number five. She's by Zulu Zeus from Zipping Abbey, which makes her a full sister to Zipping Garth, which could have been anything until he suffered a career-ending injury in a trial at Maitland. Rob's on the line. Rob, good morning to you. Zipping Truvy has won both of her starts, 22 and 48 at Maitland and 29 and 99 at Wentworth Park. That included a first split of 5.54, so she has a stack of talent.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. She's highly talented, mate. She's very good. She's still got plenty to learn, though. You know, we've thrown her as a deep end here on Saturday after speaking with Marty and Cameron, and we weren't going down that path, but what happened, we slipped her at Wentworth Park and she went tick over 24. She went 24.04, I think it was, post to post, which is flying. And then we took her back after the last on Saturday and she trolled 29.65. Wow. Admittedly, that's on her own. But you don't get bitches like this too often, you know, and it's a restricted age and sex race. So we thought, we'll have a throw at the stumps and give her a go, mate.
Yeah, well, that race I mentioned at Maitland on debut, she showed a bit of maturity beyond her age because she was in trouble in that race and she managed to get herself out of it.
Yeah, she's a little bit immature. You know, she performance trialled at Richmond in a brilliant 22.38, and we knew then we had something special. And she's come a long way very, very quickly, this girl, you know, but she's she's going to be, I think her go's going to be over a little bit of ground. You know, I don't think she's high speed enough, but as I said, it's a restricted age race, Group 1. We might as well give her a go at it, and hopefully she doesn't get knocked around too much and we can battle on.
Yeah, well, Rob, in her heat of the Peter Mossman, she's drawn box 5, but she does have moderate beginners drawn on either side in the 4 and the 6, so I guess that does help to soften the squeeze draw.
Yeah, a little bit, Dave. She's she begins okay, but she just hasn't got that, you know, high speed to sort of compete against the faster dogs. I think Nolan Holloway's dog out in the 6 box has got a bit of pace, and, you know, if we can somehow find the fence going through the first corner, you know, and she's winning 2 of them down the back, we're going to know, you know, she's in it. Like when she trialled last week at Wentworth Park, she ran home in 11:51, and very few dogs run that after a couple of race starts. So, you know, she is very good, but she's also at the same time very immature, you know, and very inexperienced. So that's going to be a learning curve for her, Dave.
Well, Rob, you mentioned earlier on, you mentioned Martin and Camo. She's owned by leading breeders, Martin and Fiona Hallinan, and their son, Camo. How did you come to train Sipping Trivi?
Well, I ended up getting, there's 4 in that litter that I've got. A couple we've just sold, and we've got another one that's, you know, very, very good as well. She'll be performance trialling in the next few weeks. But, Marty... I think it was Marty or Cameron rang me and just asked me to open me kennels for a few dogs. And at that batch, we had one called Zipping Lyle that we sold to the Hardmans. We got him ready after a PT. And he was sold pretty much, you know, straight after the PT. That was the same night. Truby went 22.38, and I think Zipping Lyle went 22.80. So, and he went on to win his first 2 at... we won 1 at Wentworth Park in about 30 and 20, I think. But he's a different type of dog to Truby. She's really, really a good bitch, you know. But like I said, she's a little bit early yet. You know, she's probably 6 months away before we see how really good she is. But she's got a huge motor. She, the first time we tried, well, actually, it was probably when we had a hint that she was good. My other dog, Modus Operandi, has won a group race. We trialled him at Richmond one day, and she went 4/10 quicker than he did. And I thought, holy hell, we got something decent here, you know.
How many dogs you got in your kennel, Rob?
It's only 12, Dave. We only keep 12 maximum in work. You know, we have a few pre-trainers coming through at different times, but, you know, at the moment, you know, we've got, you know, a few of the older ones like Modus Operandi and Sashay, and, yeah, they're still going well. You know, Modus has won 3 of his last 4, and, yeah, we'll keep him going, hopefully, for the Master Series coming up at Wendy on Million Dollar Night.
Okay.
Ditto for Sashay, you know. So we'll just press on with what we've got at the moment, and, you know, hopefully a few of these other young pups that are going really well, you know, hopefully they'll be decent race dogs as well.
Well, good stuff. Good luck with the kennel going forward, Rob, and indeed with Zipping Truvy in race 1, box 5, at 6:05, the early start at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. And thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Anytime, Dave. Thanks, mate.
There's Rob Tyler, Sean.
Yep, Tyler, I'm still thinking about that pup. That's a wonderful package. Let's just hope people hit their kick for that lady.
Yeah, too right. So we've got the Oxen Saturday week, the Saturday night, the Group 1 racing returns to Wentworth Park. So we've got a lot to look forward to in the next 9 days or so.
All right. Now, have you got a winner for us today?
Well, hopefully, Sean, I'll be betting up. I put a little bit in the kick yesterday, actually. So it's there to play with. Now, there's 3 meetings in New South Wales today. The first commences at Casino at 1:07 this afternoon. Casino on Thursdays now. The best bet, race 4, number 2, Kingsbray Avenue, 4-2. The value bet, race 6, number 8, No Worries, Cobb, 6-8. Maitland is a twilight meeting from 3:44. The best bet there is in race 4, number 6, Flying Apollo, race 4, number 6. The value bet, it's in race 8, number 6, Tipsy Opal, 8-6. And Dapto, the famous Dapto Dogs, is the New South Wales night meeting from 7:10. The best bet there is race 7, number 6, Gunnell. Race 7, number 6. The value bet, race 6, number 3, Lots of Diamonds, 6-3. All the best as well to the three New South Wales Greyhounds, Zipping Bailey, Mystic Riot and Nangar Diva, who are all lining up tonight in the Group 1 Sky Racing Brisbane Cup at Albion Park. It's race 8 on the card at 9:13. And Sean, as you know, you can get all the form, the tips, the stats and everything else you need to know on thedogs.com.au.
Good on you, Dave. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it.